This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Friday, May 12th. Nassau will soon give cruisers a new reason to get off the ship. Following a four-year revitalization and expansion project, Nassau's Newport facility now has an opening date. The $300 million project is set to welcome cruisers starting May 26th. With additions of a new berth, the port can now accommodate six ships per day, including three of the world's largest ships at one time. Features of the new port area include an amphitheater, green spaces, a Junkanoo museum, and local Bahamian shops and bars. Nassau is expecting to welcome 4 million cruise passengers in 2023. And there's a new cruise ship sailing from Port Canaveral, but Americans won't be able to get on board. British cruise line Marella Cruises has homeported its Marella Discovery in Central Florida for the summertime. From Canaveral, the ship will operate 26 sailings through November, with itineraries visiting the Caribbean, Bahamas, and Southeast U.S. ports like Tampa and Miami. If you're an American hoping to expand your horizons and try a British cruise line, well, you're out of luck with this one. U.S. citizens or those with dual citizenship are not able to sail on Marella's U.S.-based itineraries. This is per the company's website. And Konnichiwa, Japan. Norwegian Cruise Line is returning to Asia after this October. This following a three-year absence, Norwegian Jewel will sail from Tokyo and Singapore, offering a total of 16 different itineraries, visiting 11 countries and sailing from 9 different departure ports, including Taiwan, Thailand, Indonesia, Japan, and Malaysia. With a focus on the destination, guests will have fewer sea days and longer stays in ports and even some overnights. Norwegian Jewel recently went under a refurbishment. And the photo of the week comes from Rebecca in Oak Park, California. Carnival Miracle here, sailing in Tracy Arm Fjord up in Alaska. Beautiful photo. Yours could be featured. Just send them to Doug at cruiseradio.net. Remember, all photos are subject to broadcast. And cruise line stocks were down on Thursday. Carnival Corporation down 2.4%, 10.24%. Royal Caribbean down 1%, 76.34%. And Norwegian down 3%, that is, 13.66%. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. It's Friday. Have a good weekend. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.